AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. In just hours, the UN Security Council scheduled to endorse the historic nuclear deal brokered with Iran. A vote is expected for the morning. Israel's objection to that agreement is fierce. That's what has Defense Secretary Ash Carter in Tel Aviv today to try to reassure Israeli leaders about the U.S. commitment to their security.
I'm not going to change anybody's mind in Israel. That's not the purpose of my trip. The purpose of my trip is to work on all the things that we do together.
He's slated to meet Tuesday with Israel's prime minister. Banks are open today in Greece, but under the new bailout plan, customers are still facing limitations on cash withdrawals. They're also going to have to find higher prices on many goods and services because of a new tax. In Southeast California, both sides of Interstate 10 are closed, and about 50 miles west of Arizona.
There is no access to traffic at all on Interstate 10 between Arizona and Coachella Valley.
That's the Transportation Department's Terry Kazinga, who says an elevated section of the highway collapsed after heavy rains in the California desert. There is no good alternate route to get between Arizona and California. Also, some roads are blocked by mud in the Orange County area. A man being sought for five killings in Modesto, California, is in custody. 30-year-old Martin Martinez is accused of killing a former girlfriend, their young daughter, another woman, and two other children. Officer Heather Graves tells KGO-TV.
It's devastating not only to the families of the victims, but to the neighbors here as well.
Police say that it appears to be an accidental drowning at the home of actress Demi Moore, a 21-year-old man found in the pool after a party. This is AP Radio News. The Donald Trump controversy continues, but the GOP presidential candidate is not backing down from his criticism of Senator John McCain, who was held as a prisoner of war during the Vietnam War.
Trump said he would do more for veterans than McCain did.
I'm very disappointed in John McCain because the vets are horribly treated in this country. I'm fighting for the vets. I've done a lot for the vets.
On ABC's This Week, he spoke of the reaction in Iowa when he first criticized John McCain.
I got a standing ovation, the biggest ovation they had all weekend.
Fellow Republican presidential candidate Marco Rubio says Donald Trump has insulted all prisoners of war, not just John McCain. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Public support for Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has dropped sharply. That's after his government pushed through some highly contentious legislation to expand the role of the military. The disapproval rate has edged up to more than 50% in two polls. Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.